بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد During these sessions we usually discuss certain qualities that we can develop in order to achieve or get closer to the purification of oneself and we said that for a specific reason that we can get closer to the purification of oneself because the reality is that no one can really claim that they have purified themselves. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى They do not claim that you are pious, that you have purified yourself. Because Allah Ta'ala is the one who really knows who is, whose heart is pure, who has developed the quality of taqwa. But nevertheless, we make the effort to continuously purify ourselves, and in that way, if we adopt that approach, that I'm continuing on this journey, it will also allow us to remain humble and be open for criticism, positive criticism and improvement. So tonight, inshallah, we'll discuss this quality of qana'a, or what we term in English as contentment, versus on the contrary, hirs or greed. So normally when you say the person is contented or he has got the quality of contentment, then we usually say that the person is in a state of, you know, peace and happiness and is satisfied with that which he has. The person is satisfied with that which he has. And indeed, this is a beautiful quality which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us through his du'as, to even ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us. In one du'a, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. O Allah, bless me with contentment over that which you have provided me with. So whatever Allah has granted me, O Allah, bless me with contentment. Let me be satisfied and let me be happy with that which you have granted me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in the Qur'an Majeed with reference to greed, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ That whomsoever is protected from the greed of his nafs, indeed that individual is a successful one. So if we look at many of the challenges that we find in our communities with regards to the violation, the usurping of the rights of others, the non-fulfillment of payments, you know, an extravagant lifestyle, then quite often you will find that it is born out of greed. It is born out of greed. Like the other day, one person told me, is in Morana, we have an issue with the partnership. The one partner, you know, he Morana, if I have to tell you, he makes on a monthly basis about 2.5 million. So that's his monthly income. But this person is fighting over a few rands. He's fighting over a few rands. So sometimes the person has all of that. But because of the greed, in fact, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wealth is not really based on lots of assets. But rather, the real wealthy person is that person who is wealthy in his heart, meaning he has been blessed with inner wealth. And the wealth of the heart, meaning contentment, that the person is happy with what Allah has granted him. That really is the wealthy person. And on the contrary, the person who has outward wealth, he's got lots of, you know, assets and a massive portfolio, but he is only looking at how he can get more, you know, that more I need to get. And on this, suddenly a story comes to mind. In fact, whilst I was preparing this, I was thinking, you know, maybe I need to mention one incident. But nothing was coming to mind. But mashallah, with the barakat of those who are seated here, the story has suddenly come to mind. It is an incident which we have heard from our ulama-i kiram with regards to Nabi Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam. And I'll be mentioning the story in my own little way. That Isa alayhi salam, a particular person expressed a desire to be in his suhbah, to be in his company. So as they continued on their journey, Isa alayhi salam, he purchased 3 loaves of bread. And he took the 3 loaves of bread and he gave this person the 1 loaf and he kept the 1 loaf with him and he went to rest. But unfortunately, this person suffered from the sickness of greed. So he took that 2nd loaf. When Isa alayhi salam woke up, realizing that this person took that 2nd loaf, he asked him, that where is that 2nd loaf of bread? This person said, I don't know, where is it? I have absolutely no idea where the 2nd loaf of bread is. And they continued on their journey, variety of supernatural acts Isa alayhi salam showed, and on each one he asked this person, now tell me, after you saw me doing this here, who took that 2nd loaf of bread? He said, I don't know. Eventually Isa alayhi salam, with the power of Allah Ta'ala, he pointed to a rock, and he split this rock into, and he turned this rock into 3 nuggets of gold. So he gave this person the 1 nugget of gold. He kept the 1 nugget of gold. And immediately this person asked the 3rd one, who's it for? Who's the 3rd nugget of gold for? So Isa alayhi salam said, this 3rd nugget of gold is for that person who took the 3rd loaf of bread. So he said, no, I took it. I took the 3rd loaf of bread. So Isa alayhi salam then gave him all 3 nuggets and said that now I repeatedly asked you so many times to speak the truth. You didn't, but now this is the case. Take all 3 nuggets, but we are going to be parting ways. This person now was over the moon. He was excited. He said, never mind, I didn't get his sohbat, but I got 3 nuggets of gold. So he went, was very, very elated. He felt very victorious about himself. And as he continued on his journey, he was ambushed by robbers, highway robbers. They didn't waste any time. They killed him immediately. And now they saw 3 nuggets of gold. They were now just as excited. Because they themselves were suffering from greed. So now the 3 of them, it was 3 of these robbers. So they said, now, you know, we've earned so much, we can celebrate. Why don't we go and get some food? So one of them said, he volunteered, he said, no, no, listen, I'll get the food for you. So he went to the nearest village. And whilst he was going, he started thinking to himself that, listen, there's 3 of us, 3 nuggets of gold. But if I can eliminate these 2, I'll have all 3. So he said, okay, listen, what I'll do is, I'll eat, I'll go to the town, I'll eat, make sure I've eaten well. And then I'll lace the food with poison. In the meantime, while he was gone, these 2, they said, you know what, there's 2 of us, there's 3 nuggets of gold. If we can eliminate that fella, we've got, you know, the 3 nuggets, we can make a plan between ourselves. So what we'll do, as soon as he comes, we'll kill him. So when this person returned, they didn't waste any time, they killed him. And now they were very excited, the food was there. They ate the food and they fell down dead. Eventually Isa alayhi salam continued moving past and passed by this, and he saw 4 people, 4 corpses on the floor and 3 nuggets of gold. And he said something to this effect, that this is what the world does to that person who runs after it. And the lesson we can also learn is that individual who has excessive greed for this world, you are not going to really achieve anything. And in the process, not only will you destroy yourself, but so many other people, your near and dear ones, there's the potential that you'll destroy their lives because of your excessive greed. So now the question is that, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one hadith sharif, that لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لابتغى واديا. That if the son of Adam has got 1 valley of gold, he'll desire 2 valleys. And then further in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَيْ يَمْلَ أَفَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And nothing will really satiate his greed except the sand of the grave. Except the sand of the grave. So therefore, similarly in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَهْرُمُ ابْنُ آدَمُ وَيَشِبُّ مِنْهُ اثْنَانِ الْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْعُمُرِ. That Adam alayhi salam gets old, but there's 2 qualities that become young in him, that become stronger, that gets more energy, if we may say. And that's greed for wealth and greed for a long life. So therefore, these are definitely, you know, realities and sicknesses that are abounding and that can easily creep in oneself. So we need to take action with regards to this and make an effort to develop this quality of contentment. Now obviously we mustn't confuse the two, that sometimes a person, now when we say someone is contented, we mean he's, you know, he's satisfied with that which he's been granted. And to understand what contentment is, Nabi Kareem SAW said in one hadith sharif, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. That indeed that person is successful who has accepted Islam, he's a Muslim, right? And Allah Ta'ala has given him sufficient. His needs are being fulfilled. He's got enough. And وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. And Allah has blessed him with the quality of being satisfied with that which he is granted. So from this we understand also that if a person's needs are not being fulfilled and he is inactive, and then sometimes a person, people will say, MashaAllah, this man is very satisfied with what he has. So there we will say that that is not satisfaction over what you have, that is laziness. Then another person, his needs are not being fulfilled, he needs to do something to make an effort so that at least his basic needs are fulfilled. So sometimes a person will justify his laziness by saying that I'm a very satisfied person for what I have. And there's another angle also. And that is sometimes a person, because of being miserly, so now he'll hide his miserliness or he'll reinforce his miserliness by saying, no, I'm satisfied with that. His car is falling apart. He's got enough money. His car is falling apart. He said, no, why must I upgrade this car? You know, it's moving. It's taking me from point A to point B. Yet he has enough wealth, you know, in his, underneath the mattress or wherever he is. He's got, and he just counts it, you know. And he's not prepared to spend on the family. Mohammed Yusuf used to mention one light-hearted story of the three misers, you know. So they used to actually compete with one another. So the one said, you know, I have managed to reduce my electricity bill. You know, ESCOM now, the tariffs are going higher and all of that. So you got this fan, you got three blades. So I took out one blade. So it's using less energy, less consumption. So the second one said, what you talking? I took out two blades. So it's even less consumption. Third one said, I didn't take out any blades. Those who know. I just sit underneath the fan and I shake. I don't even switch it off. So mashallah. So now here you find the person is miserly. He doesn't want to part with the wealth which Allah has granted him. And now he said, no, I am contented with what I have. So that is also a misunderstanding of what contentment. If a person's needs are not being fulfilled, the person needs to make an effort to try and at least fulfill his needs. But once those needs have been fulfilled, now this is where we need to be very, very cautious and be very, very careful. Now the person, if he just continues upgrading and improving and just, he's always looking at others. And that's one cure for developing contentment. That focus on that which Allah Ta'ala has granted you. The other day we spoke about the quality of shukr. That appreciating whatever Allah Ta'ala has granted you. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with this. Allah has blessed me with this. But if a person is not going to be focusing on what he has, he's always going to be looking at what others have. And we know, even if we take, for example, cell phones, it's like probably every week or every month there's a new model that's coming out. Even when it comes to the cars, you can buy a vehicle, within a few months, there's an upgrade, you know, there's a facelift, there's some improvement or the other. So you have to learn to be satisfied with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. In the same way, developing the quality of tawakkul, the trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has provided. Allah is the one who sustains. Let me place my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is Allah, what Allah has decided for me. And I trust the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful quality to develop, so that we can develop the quality of contentment, is to develop the quality of simplicity. Quality of simplicity, that sometimes, you know, And I'll just by way of an example. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong if a person wants to have a dawat and, you know, have a few extra items on the table. We won't say that this is condemned in Sharia. But sometimes we also have to learn to be simple. On one occasion, our late Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali invited a few musallis, and we also, alhamdulillah, were invited home. And all Mawlana did was, the dastarkhan was put down, biscuits were put on the table, and the biscuits too were the shop biscuits, so the Toppers biscuit, whatever biscuits they were, lemon creams, not advertising for anyone, but I'm giving you examples. And juice. This the juice was just a box juice. And that's all. And then Maulana mentioned that this is also a dawat. Who says that the dawat has to be a 5-course and 7-course meal? And even if you just call the person, the other morning after Fajr, I was saying that sometimes in the olden days, they used to tell each other that come home for chai pani. Chai pani means come home for tea or water. So even if you gave the person a glass of water, that too is a kind of a dawat. So we should also learn sometimes to have a very simple and a basic dawat. Whether we eat on the floor and eat the food, whether we're eating on the table, doesn't make a difference. That the heart, at heart we are simple. You know, within ourselves we can, you know, stick to the bare minimum. If we have to sleep on the floor too, no problem, we'll sleep on the floor. We can do it. So learn to develop simplicity within oneself. And one way to do that is that sometimes interact with those who have less than us. Look at those who have less than us. And we should also bring up our children in this way. The other day one person told me, obviously there's different ways of looking at it, but this is what he did. Very wealthy person. And he said that, I got my wealth the hard way. I had to really, went through really tough life. So he said, I made sure in my daughter's room, I didn't put an aircon. He can afford it. He said, but I want my daughter to experience some hardship, some difficulty. So we understand the idea. Obviously, people will debate that whether it, you know, maybe it's being too hard or whatever it was. But the intention is that at least, you know, the children should also experience some hardship in their life. We know that as that a person who went through hardship, he wants the best for his children. And sometimes you know, we spoil them, give them everything, we make them as soft as possible. But what we do need to realize is that the world out there is not absolutely soft. Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned with regards to those who have daughters, he said that if Allah has blessed you with wealth, you need to understand that don't spoil your daughters. Because she's not always going to be in your home. And yes, at the time of getting married, maybe he's got a lot of wealth, but things can change. Things can change. Sometimes, haven't we seen people, their businesses were flourishing and something went wrong. You know, perhaps there was some issue whether the taxi rank that was there moved to some other area, and suddenly, you know, the sales went completely down, and the person now went into problems. And as a result, the shop had to close down completely. And now the person had to now, you know, tighten the lifestyle, and now cut down and start to live a simpler life. But now if that girl was brought up, you know, as they say, on a golden spoon, now she's going to really struggle, and as a result, eventually, sometimes it even leads to the complete breakdown of that relationship and the marriage. So it is very important for us to develop this quality of simplicity and contentment, and not only that, to inculcate it within our children. Another important quality to think about or to develop or to consider is that we need to understand that as much as we try to gain as many of the material things in this world, what we do need to understand is that everything in this world is temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. That you prefer this temporary world, but the akhirat is everlasting and it's far better. So even though the person, you know, he built a huge house, what he needs to understand is that his usage of that house is temporary. And even the house itself is temporary. Look at what has happened in Gaza. Allah have mercy on them. Huge buildings have been brought to the ground within seconds. And even if it's not a bomb, with one earthquake, haven't we seen an entire structure, 5-story building, 10-story building, how many millions of rands, how much of engineering, how much of concrete, how much of steel was put into that building? But Allah Ta'ala in a matter of split seconds brought that entire building to the ground. It reminds us of, you know, of children sitting at the beach, you know, vying with one another that whose sand castle is looking the most beautiful. In the same way, in this world, everything is temporary. That beautiful house, that car, the person is driving the car, hijack, Allah protect, gone, finish. The car is stolen. Mohinu Sahib used to say at one time that in South Africa, that one of the moments of great shukr is when the person comes out of a shopping mall and he still sees his car parked in its place. So we know that the person went, left the car there, and he doesn't know whether when I come out the car is there or be gone. Within seconds, that vehicle can be gone. So we need to understand that everything in this world is temporary. And the other aspect, that we will leave everything behind, death. That death will overcome the person. Na kuch maal o aulad na dhan jayega, fakat saath tere kafan jayega. That the person will not take any wealth with him into the grave. The only thing that you'll take into the grave is your kafan. So why develop so much of greed over this worldly wealth? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that quality of contentment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with regards to himself, Mali walid dunya illa karakibin istadalla tahta shajaratin thumma raha wa tarakaha, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. That my relationship to this world is just like a person who's traveling on his animal. He's traveling from point A to point B. He finds a tree. He takes some comfort under the tree, gets the rest that is required, and then continues with his journey. And in that regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abirus sabil." That you should be in this world as if you are a traveler or a wayfarer or a stranger or a traveler. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to say with regards to this hadith, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. That when the morning comes, don't wait for the evening. When the evening comes, don't wait for the morning. Whatever bounties Allah has granted you, use those bounties and invest in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this quality of qana'ah, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is an easy dua to learn. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allah bless me with contentment and satisfaction with that which you have granted me. So the person, look at whatever Allah has granted you and make lots of shukr. As Allama Saadi Shirazi rahmatullah, he said that once I complained to my father that I didn't have shoes. But then he said, when I went to the Jami Masjid for the Jummah Salah, I saw a person coming to the masjid without feet. He had no feet at all. So I thought to myself, Ya Allah, at least you gave me feet, even though I don't have shoes. This person doesn't even have feet to even put the shoes on. So there are always people in the world that have less than us. Focus on those people and make lots of shukr over that which Allah Ta'ala has granted you. Otherwise, once greed sets in, lots of harm is caused, not only to the person himself, because the person sometimes in that excessive desire for more and more and more and more, the person even destroys his own health. He destroys his own health. One business, next business, this business, that business, traveling this country, that country, and in the process, heart attack. In the process, the person is developing, you know, all kinds of health issues, because the person doesn't even have time to look after his own health. He's got no time for the family any longer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from excessive greed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather channel that greed into greed for akhirah. That how I can earn more investments in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make some zikr and dua inshaAllah. لسيد دور الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے ہیلا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving Allah most loving Allah most caring Allah يا الله ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاکار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں ہم مجرم و خطاکار ہیں Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. O Allah, but you have granted us, Ya Allah, life in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, during the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. A night which is amongst the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Which could potentially be the night of Qadr, Ya Allah. Either way, Ya Allah, it is a night, Ya Allah, from amongst the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, in which, Ya Allah, you free people from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. We know, Ya Allah, that we have got such a'mal and actions, Ya Allah, such sins, Ya Allah, that, Ya Allah, we should be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, O Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can see, Ya Allah, the regret and remorse in our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, you know, Ya Allah, what we have done, Ya Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. You are aware of every single action, Ya Allah. Every thought that crossed our minds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which you committed knowingly, Ya Allah. Unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents and children, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive our family members, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you love to forgive the sinners who turn towards you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know, Ya Allah, that your forgiveness is vast, Ya Allah.
Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. If our sins are more, Ya Allah, than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Allah, one drop of your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Allah, this month of Ramadan is a month of change, Ya Allah. Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. Amen. Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka, Dil Ata Farma. Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, remove the pride from our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove the jealousy from our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove the malice from our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove, Ya Allah, the greed from our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, replace, Ya Allah, within, Ya Allah, a clean, purified heart, Ya Allah. A heart filled with humility, Ya Allah. A heart filled with sincerity, Ya Allah. A heart filled with contentment, Ya Allah. A heart filled with taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us in our homes, Ya Allah. Bless us in our health, Ya Allah. Bless us in our time, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. The rights of our parents, Ya Allah. The rights of our children, Ya Allah. The rights of our wives, Ya Allah. And children, Ya Allah. And family members and neighbors, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill all those rights, Ya Allah, that are upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, bless us with your mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Make us like those fish that swim deep down in your ocean of mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Allah, make us like those fish that swim deep down in your ocean of mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Allah, at present, Ya Allah, our hearts are inclined towards this world, Ya Allah. Our hearts are inclined towards sins and disobedience, Ya Allah. Allah, incline our hearts towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Incline our hearts towards the akhirat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love, Ya Allah, of you, Ya Allah. With the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the love of the Quran and Majid, Ya Allah. With the love of Kaabatullah Sharif, Ya Allah. With the love of Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just incline our hearts. Create within our hearts a hatred for sins, Ya Allah. Allah, create within our hearts a hatred for every act of disobedience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that others are suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but do not look at our sins, Ya Allah. Look at the precious tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of his ummah. Ya Allah, our beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried and cried for his ummah, Ya Allah. How can we forget the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? At every occasion he cried and made dua for his ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, at every occasion he had concern and fikr for his ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, so much of tears for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. One entire night, Ya Allah, reciting the verses and crying, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh Allah, if you have to forgive my ummah, Ya Allah, then you are that being, Ya Allah, who loves to forgive, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you punish them, then you have every right to punish them. But oh Allah, if you forgive them, Ya Allah, then you are Aziz and Hakim, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when every single person on the day of Qiyamah will be concerned about nothing but themselves, Ya Allah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Where every single Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, even then too our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not forget us. And he will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. How much of sacrifices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to bear for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. In Makkatul Mukarrama, thorns placed in his pathway, ashes thrown on his Mubarak body, he being spat in his face, Ya Allah, being called all sorts of names, Ya Allah. The filthy intestines of a camel placed on his Mubarak back, Ya Allah. In thighs stoned, Ya Allah, until he bled so profusely, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the battle of Uhud, Ya Allah, Oh Allah, his tooth Mubarak became shattered, Ya Allah. In the battle of Ahzab, two stones died to his belly, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Today that ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Today that ummah is disunited, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, especially in Gaza, Ya Allah. Whilst, Ya Allah, at the time of iftar, what wonderful food we had, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we performed taraweeh with such comfort, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, the entire infrastructure has been destroyed, Ya Allah. Their homes have been demolished, Ya Allah. It is cold, Ya Allah, and they have to endure all of that, Ya Allah. And many of them are enduring it, Ya Allah, with such resilience and patience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but they are human beings after all, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Do not test them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send down your unseen help to them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send down your help to them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are that same Allah who have the Muslims in the battle of Badr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, help those weak Muslims there, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are orphans who are raising their begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. There are widows who have lost their husbands, Ya Allah. There are children who have lost their entire families, Ya Allah. What kind of pain they are going through, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. Those enemies and zalim, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Lekin agar hidayat muqaddar nahi hai, to unko barbaad kar de. Oh Allah, hidayat is not muqaddar. Destroy them like how you destroyed Aad and Thamud, Ya Allah. Cause their planes to crash, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, cause, Ya Allah, their plots and schemes to fail, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our Masajid, our Madaris, our Darul Ulum, Ya Allah. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho raha hai, sabko qubool farma. All the works of deen, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the workers of deen, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this country, Ya Allah, change the condition in this country from insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the winds of hidayat in this country, Ya Allah. For after all, Ya Allah, this country stood up, Ya Allah, to defend, Ya Allah, those Muslims and those weak ones in Gaza, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know that the enemies, Ya Allah, want to destroy this country, want to avenge this country, want to, Ya Allah, create chaos in this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but you protect, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how much of du'as they have been receiving from those weak ones in Palestine and Palestine and Gaza, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept those du'as in favor of this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the winds of hidayat in this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the condition of this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it become a prosperous nation, Ya Allah. And a beacon of light for the entire world, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah, throughout the continent, Ya Allah, and throughout the world, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of your great deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of your great deen, Ya Allah. O Allah, our near and dear ones who have left this world, Ya Allah, whether it is our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our teachers, our apas, Ya Allah, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. O Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who have left this world, Ya Allah. Tonight we beseech you, Ya Allah, Allahumma ja'al quburahum rawdatan min riyadil jinan, Ya Allah. Make the graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. Oh Allah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are not asking you because we are very pious, Ya Allah. But we are asking you because we are sinful, Ya Allah. And we have hope, Ya Allah, that if we pass away in such Mubarak lands, Ya Allah, and are buried in the company of such great personalities, Ya Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and close to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll have a greater chance of forgiveness, Ya Allah, a greater chance of your mercy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of Barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are many people who have requested us to make dua for them, Ya Allah. There are many people that we should be making dua for, Ya Allah. There are many people who have shown kindness and generosity and love to us, Ya Allah. You know them very well, Ya Allah. We beseech you tonight, Ya Allah, bless them with afiyat fi dareen, Ya Allah. Bless them with hasana fi dunya wal akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well away all their good desires and aspirations. Whatever challenge, hardship, sickness they are going through, oh Allah, alleviate it, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their desires and their needs, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr. Whatever goodness our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli shar ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin wa alhamdulillah.